Louisa Hannon, Gin and Beer Festival, this weekend, of course. Farmers in Oxfordshire, we've been hearing, fear that council crackdowns on fly tipping are pushing the problem onto their land. The latest figures for Oxfordshire show there's another fall in the number of fly tipping incidents on public land. Councils put it down in part to their harsher enforcement, but also the same success rate can't be said for Oxfordshire's farmers. Farmer Jeff Powell has been telling us the sort of fly tipping he has to face.
It's easy just to come off the road and do it when no one's looking, perhaps in the dark. We had a car dumped, would you believe, once just outside our barn. God knows how that happened but it was just abandoned there and left and became my responsibility, unfortunately.
And landowners have to pay to clear up the rubbish that people dump. Research by the NFU says that the average cost for farmers is £122. I'd like to hear from you if you've been a victim of fly tipping, maybe had rubbish dumped on your land or in your garden. How should we punish fly tippers? Give us a call. And is it right that landowners and councils pay to clear up the rubbish that people dump? Call me on 08459 311 111 or text on 81333, starting with the word Oxford. In West Oxfordshire, they've spent £19,000 clearing up after fly tippers since March. It sounds like a lot, but just 5 years ago, they were spending over £40,000 on the job. One of the reasons is for the change is the use of secret CCTV in the area with hidden cameras catching fly tippers in the act. AD Cole is an enforcement officer in West Oxfordshire and we caught up with him as he set up Hedge Cam.
Minor prickles.
What I've done, we've got a very small camera that's on this occasion is fitted into a fence post. And as you can see, it just looks like a screw within the fence post, and the camera's situated inside there. So we've just put it in amongst the undergrowth here, and we'll try and cover this area in case we get another fly tip at this location. We can hide them anywhere, really, and hollowed out little branches and Coke cans and anything that can fit a small camera inside, and we can hide it somewhere where it doesn't look obvious. A gamekeeper did notice the fence post because he knew the area intimately because he visits every day, but it's never been found by a member of the public, touchwood. We've caught four people using this type of device and secured enough evidence to get convictions on those. We got two types of devices. The cameras are all interchangeable. The one type, the bigger type, we can really bury in the ground and leave it there for weeks, and with that one we can actually send it a text and it will text us back an image so we can see if there's been any fly tips in that area without having to drive out to go and see for ourselves. And the other one works on real-time footage, and so we can record in real time with that one, and you can set them up to detect motion so that they only record when somebody's actually in front of the camera.
Fascinating. Hedge Cam, the ways of catching fly tippers. Let's take a call on this. Reggie Hayworth is on the line. Morning, Reggie.
Morning.
Now, I understand that you actually farm around the Cotswold Wildlife Park and actually have experience of fly tipping.
Well, it's something that we've lived with for a long time. We've got A roads running through the land and small B roads as well. So,
what kind of stuff are people dumping?
Oh, anything. I mean, it could be beds, sofas over the years, three-piece suites. Builder's rubble is obviously a favourite because that's now more difficult to get rid of. Household rubbish, you name it, it's all there.
Do you think we should be harsher on the people who are found?
I think the problem is it's such an easy thing to get away with. I don't think probably most people doing it know what the punishment is, because they're just assuming they're going to get away with it. It seems like a victimless crime.
And yet you have to sort it out.
Well, if you don't sort it out, you've got to live with it. And who wants to live with that sort of litter? I mean, it's just a nightmare having, you know, if you love the countryside and if you look after it, which is what I think everybody who lives there tries to do, you know, it is heartbreaking to see it being sort of desecrated, especially a beautiful area like this.
I know. But you see, even, you know, I love my going through my rambles and all of that stuff, and I'm always staggered that you can find somebody's packed lunch sort of on a really beautiful walk, and you just sort of think, what is going through your head?
You know. Well, it's. I think also, I mean, if I always carry a plastic bag with me and end up picking it up myself. I mean, I run the wildlife park with another hat on, and I'm, you know, if you keep something clean, people then don't drop litter. Litter's a really odd thing. It's the only inanimate object that breeds. If you let it lie there, suddenly it'll multiply.
Reggie, good talking to you this morning. Thanks for coming on. Reggie Hayworth there. It's BBC Radio Oxford. If you've experienced fly tipping, why not give us a shout? Give us a call. 08459 311 111 is the number. Travel.